Fourth quarter about to begin. Tigers with the ball, marching, but facing third down and five from the Concord 27-yard line. Trailing in the game to the Minutemen 31-7. This is a drive that started back at the 15-yard line. Again, it's all but done without the help of Tucker Reed, who is laying on the training table with ice on his ankle. Third and five. Quentin Nelson in as a tight end on offense for the Tigers. Sweet and Harmon are the halfbacks. Fitzpatrick is the running back behind Quentin Brock. 13 on the play clock, and now he goes under center and takes the snap, and he's going to keep it. And he'll turn upfield and breaks a tackle and then gets grabbed around the headgear and brought down inside the 25-yard line. They'll give him yardage to the 25. So it's a gain of two, and it sets up fourth down and three. And Warsaw has not been good in this game on third and fourth downs. They just haven't been.
No. And I don't know who it was for Concord defense, but you're right. He kind of just reached out and grabbed Quentin and just brought him down. I don't know if it was – I don't think it was a face mask, but
– No, I think he grabbed him by the back of the helmet, just kind of wrapped his hand around it and just said, that's far enough, son. Fourth down and three from the 25. Brock – quick throw near side, and it's batted down incomplete. Mark Herman stepped in front of the pass and knocked it down, and the Tigers again turned away on downs with 11:16 left to play here in the game, trailing 31-7.
I think Herman sniffed that out a little bit. That was just a quick slant there. Our right side split end, just kind of quick slant to the middle. Quentin got rid of it right away, but Herman identified it quickly. Broke it up.
Concord ball leading 31-7. Brunner takes the snap and he'll hand off. And this will be Gomez. And Gomez is tripped up from behind by Flores Ortega. No gain on the play. Second down and 10 coming up for Concord, who will go to 4-1 on the season. They'll be 2-1 in the conference. Warsaw will fall to 3-2 and be 2-1 in the conference as well. Depending on the scores tonight, Mishawaka and Plymouth look like they'll be the only unbeatens left. Plymouth with a 7-point lead up at Wawasee. Mishawaka blowing out Goshen big time. And they will keep it. This is Brunner. Fakes the handoff running right, being chased by Strawn. Can't catch him. He'll spin. He'll get a first down outside the 35 to the 37-yard line. That's a 12-yard gain and a first down for Concord, and he continues to beat the Tigers with his legs.
Well, it's that zone read. We're falling for that fake to the running back. And, again, he's riding that running back as long as he can, just seeing where our defenders go. And when he sees that two or three or four of our guys are going after the running back, when he still has the ball in his hand, he's just going to take it out and go the other way, and that's what he did that time for 12.
From the 36-yard line officially, low snap, picks it up, looks, dumps it out in the flat, and Brevard's wide open, 35, 40, near sideline, 45. Did he get that far? Yes, he got to the 45. He did not get the first down, so it's a gain of 9 on the pass play. Second down to 1 coming up for Concord with 10:06 left to play in the game, and Concord up 31-7.
There's just nobody out there.
Nope. Not a single soul.
And I get the zone defense concept, I do.
But there's got to be somebody. If that's what it is, then somebody's got to be out here. 3 wide outs to the far side. That's the wide side of the field, 1 to the near side. On second down and 1. A handoff to Gomez, and he's got the first down to Moore into Tiger territory. Spinning across midfield all the way down to the Tiger 45-yard line. And that'll be a gain of 10 and another Concord first down. Is that 15 now for the game, Scott? Yeah.
Wow. And they're just getting chunk plays.
Yep.
Too.
Well, the Tiger defense has been out there a lot.
Yep.
They're starting to run out of gas chasing these cats around.
We've seen some hands on hips.
Yep.
A lot of hands on hips. And you can't you sit up here.
Yeah.
Again, they've been out there. You said it right. They've been out there a long time.
Yep.
So it's
the formula for winning this game was Warsaw going on long drives and scoring touchdowns. And they've had some long drives, but they have not scored touchdowns. Brunner's going to keep it and turn upfield, run to the right, 40, and he'll dive inside the 40 down to the 39-yard line. Gain of 6 for the Concord quarterback. Again, these two teams could meet in November.
And at this point, let's hope we do.
Well,
got a score to settle.
Yes. Yep. And it could be here. Or it could be at Rice Field at Elkhart. It could be at Steel Stadium in Mishawaka. Because, again, Concord doesn't have a home field right now.
That's right.
If you're going to the JV game tomorrow, that's at Concord Middle School. Hand off to Brevard. Through the hole. Angling right. 35. 30. Slung down out of bounds near the Concord sideline at the 28-yard line. But there is a flag down at the 34-yard line. And this is coming back. This is holding against the Minutemen. So wipe out the, well, I think wipe out the first down. Let's make sure. Because the flag is past the first down marker.
Yeah, you're right.
So let's make sure we understand exactly what we're talking about here. The referee threw the flag, and he walks over to the Concord bench and explains who the foul was on. And it is a 10-yard penalty that will wipe out the first down. It's second down and 9 for Concord. 8:51 clock running, fourth quarter. Concord with a 31-7 lead over the Tigers. Brunner takes a step forward, claps his hands, takes the snap. And he'll hand off to Brevard, who gets through the hole. He's to the 40. He spins away. Still going. Spinning away. Still going. Slung around. And finally goes down to the ground at the 36-yard line. 8-yard gain for Sharice Brevard, who's, again, most kids go down. He just does not.
And what good eyes. Like, there was a hole maybe 4 or 5 feet wide. Right off to his right, put his foot in the dirt. That's not dirt. Put his foot in the turf and just, boom, accelerated right into that hole.
It would be wrong to call him shifty because
he's
way more than that. Play clock at 5. Concord's going to run out of time. Craig Kaler's going to call timeout. And he does. 7:48 left to play in the game. Concord 31, Warsaw 7. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Andy Maness back with you. Steve just whispered in our ear during the break that Northridge and Northwood are tied through four quarters, and they are headed to overtime. So, fascinating. Fascinating teams still on the Tigers' schedule. Plymouth leads Wauwatosa 21-20. Wauwatosa missed an extra point that would have tied the game in the fourth quarter. Third down for Concord. Third down and 1 from the Tiger 26. And they hand off to Gomez, and he puts his head down against Flores Ortega, and he drives across the 35-yard line and gets the first down. He just said, I'm bigger than you, and I'm going to run you over, and he did.
It's happened a lot tonight.
First down Concord, 7:41 to play in the game. Minutemen 31, Tigers 7. Well, this won't sit well with the Tigers. They had their chances to be in this game at this point, and they just did not on offense especially and did not score.
Yeah, early in this game definitely had chances.
Brunner with Brevard to his left will fake the handoff and then run all the way to the left, and he's got room. Coming to the near side, gets to the corner. Jack Bradford will grab him and drag him out of bounds. Inside the 30, down to the 27-yard line. That's an 8-yard gain for the quarterback. And now you can see what they're doing on that play.
Right.
It's not only a fake for Brevard running to the right, but the whole point is Brunner running all the way to the left sideline to try to get away from all the Tiger defenders.
Yep. So he'll, it's that zone read play again. So he'll ride that running back going off to the right as long as he can and gets the Warsaw Tiger defenders to start flowing to the right. And then he'll grab, keep the ball, and that never handed it off, and he'll run to the left against the grain, so to speak, and with blockers out ahead, and it's worked wonderfully for the Concord Minutemen tonight.
Second down and 2. Ball in the near hash mark. Runner, straight quarterback sweep, this time to the wide side, which is the right. He's got the first down and more, and then he'll slide and go down inside the 25-yard line. Sinclair hit him in the slide. It's a first down for Concord at the Tiger 24-yard line with 7:09 left to play. Stay tuned after the game. Final scoring, drive the game, final stats, play of the game, Bob Lovell, in that order, all coming up.
And that was a play that he just called his own number there.
Yep.
Quarterback to the right.
Look, if you don't hand off, you can't bobble a handoff.
Yeah.
It's very simple, very safe. At this point, that's what Craig Kaler wants. A handoff to Gomez. Angling right, 20, 15, and then jumps over a man and gets inside the 15-yard line, and he's got a first down at the 13-yard line. Another first down for Concord as they continue to march toward the north end. They were hurting badly, this senior class, as juniors a year ago, after the Tigers left their field in victory. The final game at Jake Field as it was currently constructed. Crews have been working all spring and summer on the new football facility at Concord. It will be ready for next year. Brunner up the middle. Gomez angles right to the 10. He's inside the 5-yard line. Well, I think he's short of the first down. He is at the 4-yard line. It's a gain of 9. Halfway through the fourth quarter now. Concord with a 31-7 lead on the Tigers and about to punch it in again against a Warsaw defense that has run out of gas.
Yep.
First down and goal, or second down and one from the 4-yard line. Brunner hands off to Brevard, sweeping to the right. Tigers have it stacked up, and they will knock him down in bounds. And he's short of the first down. No gain for Brevard on that play. That sets up third down and one.
It's been a long time since I've seen an opposing team come onto this field. And not just when, that's happened before, but you could just tell from midway through the second quarter that this was just a different level of intent, and we're going to do this to you.
Yes. And they're doing it.
Yep.
Third down and one, hand off Brevard, again sweeping around the right, turns the corner, dives toward the goal line, and he's in, touchdown. Reese Brevard scores with 4:55 left. Now it's 37-7 Concord.
A lot of Tigers there to tackle him. It's just just tough bringing him down. He earned all four of those yards that he had to get for the 6 points there. It's been a tough night overall for the Tigers.
So now the point after for Potter. Kicking toward the north uprights. High snap. Brevard got it down. The kick is good. 4:55 left. It's 38-7 Concord. Back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Let it be known that Andy Maness has lost his Christmas bonus from the radio station.
Wait, we got a Christmas bonus?
We'll talk about that later. Well, you don't after that. During the timeout, Andy whistled into his headsets.
To be fair, the band was playing a catchy tune.
And I'm pretty sure that he broke the radio station when he did it. 38-7, Concord, 4:55 left. They had a point to make tonight, and they have made it.
Yep.
Potter now to kick off. It does not get easier for the Tigers. Warsaw will go to Plymouth next week, and then Mishawaka the week after that before coming home for home games against Northwood and Northridge to wrap up the regular season. The sectional draw is about 3 weeks from now. Tucker Reed is on the training table with ice. This night is over. We'll see the extent of that injury. And this will be a kickoff into the end zone by Potter, who's kicked it into the end zone now 6 out of 7 times. Warsaw starts from the 20, down 38-7. And Andy's point is correct that he made just a few minutes ago aren't too many teams that have come into Fisher Field and kicked the Tigers around like this.
No. And again, there have been losses, but you could just tell that Concord is, I guess I didn't realize just how much that probably affected that sectional final loss have probably affected the Concord Minutemen. And you can tell there was a score to settle.
I'll give you a stat here in just a second. Tiger offense goes to work. Brock hit behind the line of scrimmage, but he'll struggle forward for a couple yards out to the actually give him 3 yards to the 23. Since they put in field turf before the 2016 season, Warsaw will lose tonight, and that will be their 10th loss at home since that 2016 season when they first put field turf in here.
Wow.
So Warsaw 73-37 here at this complex. And yes, Roger should have done something last year for the 100th home game here, but I didn't do it. 4 minutes left. Carry up the middle for minimal yardage. Give him 3. Third down and 4 coming up for the Tigers. We're about to fall to 3-2 on the season and 2-1 in the conference. We'll be in a tie for second place. Mishawaka will be in first, and then maybe Plymouth too. We'll have to wait and see. Option play up the middle. It's Brock, and Brock's got a first down and more. Out past the 35-yard line. And he'll get yardage to the 37-yard line. That's an 11-yard gain for the Tiger quarterback. And first down and 10 for the Tigers. 3:38 left to go.
And assuming we do see Concord, it's a possibility that we see them later on.
Well, it's a four-team sectional. Yep. So Fort Wayne, Northside, Goshen, and these guys are in that sectional.
So this drive could go a long way of, hey, we made some good.
And it's a keeper for Brock, and he's got more good yardage across the 45-yard line. He'll go down at the 46. That's a gain of 7 yards and a first down carry for the Tiger quarterback with 3 minutes to play.
And what I mean by that is ending this game on some sort of positive note. Obviously, we're not going to win this game, but going into a possible rematch saying, hey, guys, these are some things that we've done that we can do again.
Second and 2. Brock keeps it again. Pitch back late. This is Sweet upfield. And he's flying up the near sideline. 40. Here comes a flag. Here comes 2 flags. So don't get too excited. Parker Sweet flying around the corner, coming up the right sideline in front of the Warsaw bench. But then 2 flags thrown at the 35-yard line. And this will be holding against Warsaw.
Wow.
So that'll back the Tigers up.
Should still be a first down?
Well, that's a good question.
Well, they picked the flags up. They're wanting to know where to spot the ball. See, the flag was about right there.
Here.
Okay, there we go. And I've said this 100 times to friends. In a game that is very technically set up, we have hash lines, we have yard lines. It's very precise, and refs step off penalties.
Yes,
it's bizarre to me.
Sweet gets credit for what yardage legally he got, which is a first down to the Concord 49-yard line. Option play. Brock keeps it, turns up the middle of the field, and gets across the Concord 45. And he'll go down at the Minuteman 43-yard line, a gain of 6. 2:20 left to go.
And the pads are still popping, too.
Yep. Oh, they won't stop.
Nope.
These two teams have a lot of respect for each other. At the same time, they'd like to knock each other's block off.
Yep.
And we've seen some of that tonight. Second down and call it 3. Brock with wings on the other side. Hands off up the middle, and this Fitzpatrick, and he's close to the first down. I think where they're going to spot the ball, they're going to call it a first down. So give him the required yardage. First down, Tigers. 1:48 left to play here in the game. Tigers with the ball at the Concord 39-yard line. Neither team has stopped playing. Concord still has most of their starters in on defense. They do have some new people scattered in from the 39. Brock, option play right, turns upfield, keeps it, gets inside the 35. Gets 5 yards to the 34. Stopped by Zach Myers for a Concord. 1:20 left. Stay tuned after the game. Final scoring. Drive the game. Play the game. Final stats. All right here on News Now Warsaw. 1:08 left to go. A couple plays left in the football game. Concord's going to run a guy off the field late. And they will reorganize their defense. And Concord's going to have to take a timeout. Timeout Concord with 56 seconds left. That's exactly what Chris Kaler didn't want to do here.
Yep.
He doesn't want to take – I said Chris. I meant Craig. Craig Kaler. He doesn't want to take timeout there. He wants to get his boys on the bus and celebrate this win and go home.
It just had some substitution issues there.
Yep.
Trying to get guys in the game.
Trying to get guys in the game.
Yep. It's probably guys that never get to play or never get a chance to play. Like, hey, grab your helmet. Where's my helmet?
Don't play a lot. No, what it is they call a name.
Yeah.
They can't find that player, and he's over talking, and he doesn't have his helmet on. What?
Right.
Me? Okay. And that's not just them.
No, no.
Well, that happens on our sideline, too. Warsaw with a couple new guys in on offense. Most of the offensive line I see is the same group. 34-yard line is where the ball is. 56 seconds left to play in the game. Concord 38, Warsaw 7. Brock in the offense, second down and 5. And Quentin brings up the line. Harmon on the right, Sweet on the left. Option play up the middle, and this is the fullback, Brody Duncan. Duncan gets 3 yards down to the 31-yard line. And he is stopped on the play by Anthony Castillo. Third down and 2. Probably the final play of the game coming up.
Yep.
Concord already, look at them. They are lined up at the 50-yard line, ready for the handshake line. They will beat Warsaw for the second straight year in the regular season. Brock up the middle. Again, it's the fullback, Fitzpatrick, and he's got a first down. Down to the 28-yard line. Gain of 3 on the play. They'll move the chains, start the clock, and Warsaw is walking off the field. That's going to do it. Well, some of the players were walking off the field. I think they assumed that the game was over, and it is over. The Warsaw coaches have told them not to run any more plays. 6 seconds to go. Although they are going to the line of scrimmage. 2 seconds, 1, and the clock runs out. Concord 38, Warsaw 7. The fans across the way jumping up and down for joy, and the Minutemen and the Tigers will meet here in the middle of the field to shake hands. Post-game coverage begins next on News Now Warsaw.